Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. Last day of November, only 31 more days to go to this wonderful year. And, well, we are on the ball much more than usual. We've got Mickey Fulp here, and we're going to do Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review for November 2017. And Mickey, oh, by the way, any questions or comments, be part of the show, join us, participate, email kl@carrylutz.com or the Twitter feed @CarryLutz. So Mickey, what a month it was, huh?
And what a year it's been. We hit all-time highs in all the major U.S. markets this week, and actually three of those at month's end today. Dow is up almost 4% over the month, 24,272. S&P 500, 26,48, up 2.8% on the month. NASDAQ hit all-time high on Tuesday. Didn't finish that far off of it today at 68,74. It was the laggard this month, only up 2.2%. And today, the Russell 2000 hit its all-time high at 1545, again, up 2.8% on the month. Lots of things going on, especially with the Russell 2000. It's lagged this year. It's returned something on the order of only 9.5% or so over the year. Well, but compared to the other markets, it's a laggard. But small business really likes with this tax reform and negative regulations. And of course, this quarter, Q3, 3.3% GDP. So markets are looking frothy, but still going higher. Now, I read a really interesting article we had our little pre-interview, and it was on CBS Market Watch, and it was, where to stash your money when this bull market makes you sweat? Yeah. And it's by a guy named Howard Gold of Golden Egg Investing. Yeah, whoever he
is. Let me guess. Bitcoin, right?
Yeah. Bitcoin. I went through the thing twice before I figured out if the word gold was mentioned in his article. And yes, you should have 5% of your net assets in paper gold.
Paper gold, no less.
And that's how to protect you against this bull market collapsing, which we know it will do at some point. You just need to know when to get out of it.
You know, it's just going parabolic, just like other things that we'll get to a little later.
Yeah, right.
but you know, you just keep looking at it and you just say, like, how can it keep continuing?
You know, I'm a happy unit. My IRA is gained something on the order of, well, it's beating the S&P 500 this year, so done quite well in it, so I'm pretty happy unit there. Anyway, let's go on to the other markets we covered. TSX Big Board, it hits all-time high early in the month. It did not finish that far off of it, maybe 100 points off. Closed at 16,067, but only a three-tenths of percent gain. And it really has been the laggard this year. It's barely up over the year. TSX Venture, its tax loss season, it was up 4 points. It's been vacillating in a very narrow range all month. Finished at 7.89, 0.5% gain. It's up something on the order of, maybe 6 or 7% over the year. Tax loss season there, so it's not going to do well until the last week of December. Emerging market index, the MSCI, hit all-time highs intra-month, but still closed at 11.21. It was off 4 points on the month. And meanwhile, the VIX had a little volatility come in by midweek when Little Rocket Man shot an ICBM really high in the sky. And there is some tax reform jitters going on. Just saw the Democrats are trying to pull shenanigans on the floor of the Senate today. So I think that's affected the volatility. At least it's above 10 for the first time in a long time.
We'll see how long it lasts. But my guess is tax reform, or whatever you want to call it, but certainly for For small business people, it's a welcome shot in the arm. My belief is it's going to go through, but it's going to be devastating, Mickey, for those high tax states. I just remember living in New York State, and between the income tax deduction and state income tax deduction and local property tax deduction, I mean, this was a substantial amount of money that that reduced my federal income tax over the years. It was a fortune. This is going to be devastating for those so-called high tax states. I'm telling you that. No question about it.
Well, they'll all come to the heartland. They've been doing that for quite some time now.
This is going to be a disaster because there's plenty of people in New York State living paycheck to paycheck on $500,000 a year. I know that sounds hard to believe, but the cost of living is so much dramatically higher than down south and, like you say, in the heartland. So there's going to be.
I think there's a reason you move, Kerry.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons. That was among them. But, the People's Republic of California, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. I mean, it's going to be devastating for those states, and you'll see a further decline in population and real estate markets. But we don't talk about real estate markets here, Mickey. We talk about the markets that
money.
Really count.
Let's talk about money, Kerry.
Yeah, let's talk about money. So
dollar is down all month, negative all month. I think some of Trump's wishes are coming through with economic policy, trade policy. We want a weaker dollar. Presumably, that's good for gold. With the euro making a rally up 3 cents over the month, it closed at 119. We haven't seen these levels since the end of 2014. I probably did not mention the dollar finished at 93.04 for a 1.6% loss.
So the dollar, Mickey, has basically gone back to where it was during the summer.
It certainly has, and we like that. 10-year Treasury bond had a nice little pop, well, 0.04%, but that's 1.7% when your interest rate's only 2.42. That's a high since, yearly high so far. I think the rate increase in December is pretty likely baked in now with a Q3 GDP up 3.3% and record low unemployment. So that all looks good. And finally, we got Bitcoin. And man, what a topsy-turvy ride it has been on. This is what happens when in the frothy end of bubbles. And so let me tell you something. So the low of 9,100. It hit an all-time high over 11,000, and that all happened today, Kerry.
Well, what a day.
And when I last looked, about an hour ago, it was 97.16 for a 51% gain over the month, but it's gained and lost a total of about, 20%. From its low to its high today. And so anyway, and there's some idea. Gold had, I'll jump ahead a little bit. Gold had a miserable day, and there's some ideas floating out on the internet that people were selling gold to cover their Bitcoin margin calls. If you can buy Bitcoin on margin, I'm not really sure. I'll segue right in. Gold was off $14 today to finish at $1,275. A lot of that, I think, is the surge in U.S. markets, and it really is risk on. And gold as a safe haven is not something that is on anybody's radar screen at this point. Although with a surging stock market that is really is up something up in the upper teens this year, probably a good time to buy some gold.
Yeah, it's you buy this stuff when it's beaten down. And you know what I say, Mickey, you can't eat algorithms.
Well, you can't eat gold either, but at least gold, you don't need an electronic connection for it to be money.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
That's anyway, for sure. Silver had a miserable day, too. It was above $17. It finished at $16.42, down 1.6% over the month. That gold-silver ratio now is up to approaching 78, which is quite high. Both PGMs are stronger over the month, up 2.5%, but that arbitrage between platinum and palladium still continues. Palladium up to 1,002 today for a 2.5% gain. Platinum finished the month at 941 for a 2.6% gain. And meanwhile, we go over to copper, and on a daily basis, it was quite volatile over the month. But that's only on a daily basis. It was really range bound from 304 to 316. So that's a 4% range. I guess I should probably laugh out loud about what I just said. But it had a bad day today, finished at 306, down 1.4% over the month. But you have to realize that end of month contracts settled yesterday and today, and they were either rolled over or reset. This CMM futures have been in robust contango all month. And right now, they haven't even posted most of the futures. I saw 1 month and a 3 month and a 6 month, and they still look robustly in contango. So that bodes well for copper going forward.
Yeah, interesting. Well, copper, yeah, it's down 4 cents for the month. Big deal. All right, so we take a look at our energy, Mickey, and oil had quite a little rally during the month, didn't it?
Well, it certainly did, and it was actually above $59 here a couple of days ago, but it's gotten hit pretty hard. It may have gotten a little ahead of itself. WTI still finished the month at $57.30, up 5.4%. OPEC is meeting right now. They've indicated they're going to continue their production cuts. I mean, they're very obligated to do that. It's all about U.S. shale right now. Rig rates are up, and shale is booming. U.S. is approaching its all-time record high in barrels per day, set in November of 1970. I think we're going to surge through that. And that's really the led to a pretty good arbitrage yet. The arbitrage to Brent fell below $6, so it's not as high as it was last month, but Brent closed the month at $63.11, up 2.8% on the month. And really what's going on here is this has been very good for U.S. oil exporters. Within the last month or so, we first hit 2 million barrels a day, and now it looks like that's going to stick. People really want our light crude, and we need to get it offshore because we don't have refining capacity in the U.S. to take care of it, with it being so heavily skewed toward heavy sour crude in our Gulf Coast refineries. Meanwhile, Henry Hub was mucking around below $3, and over the last couple of days, it's also surged. It finished the month at $3.18 for almost a 10% gain. I know that inventories are low, but we've had these warm weather forecasts, and something has happened over the last couple of days in Henry Hub that I'm not aware of. I did not have time to research that, but it'd be easy enough for anybody want to do. And then we've already talked about this, about uranium and its surge with Cameco shutting down 10% of the world's production. Uranium surged. It got almost as high as $26. Then the market manipulators and a single trader came in, knocked it down below $21 a couple of days ago. It finished yesterday at $23.25 for a 16% gain over the month. And anybody really interested, Carrie, you and I did an in-depth interview on uranium a week ago.
Yeah, and it's still applicable for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see where it winds up next month. It's just interesting that it's almost like capped. Like so many markets just seem like they're just not functioning properly. They're so range bound. They're just
or exponential.
Yeah, or,
right.
Yeah, well, the ones that make no sense are exponential, and the other ones are range bound, and go figure. But so ratio wise, not much to talk about. We already discussed the important ones. So that's really it. it, Mickey. Exciting month, second to last month of the year. I mean, you think we're going to continue this trend into December?
It looks like it. I don't see anything that's going to slow it down. The markets look frothy. At some point, we'll have a correction. But geez, Gary, I think I probably said that about 3 years ago. We were due for a correction. So yeah. Anyway, let's just ride the wave, and hopefully our wealth managers that take care of our IRAs or 401ks are smart enough to get us out of this bubbly stock market before it crashes or as it starts to go down. But Jesus, pretty nice to open up that that report on your IRA every year, every month, and see you're still beating the S&P 500.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable and very unusual, which just shows, I guess, that sometimes managed accounts are better than index funds. Hey, anyway, you can find Mickey's work over at mercenarygeologist.com. Your Twitter feed, Mickey, is at mercenarygeo, correct?
Correct. All right. Absolutely.
And you find us over at financialsurvivalnetwork.com, Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz, Facebook page Financial Survival Network. There was just so many funny articles today, Mickey, absurd articles that just make your head spin, literally. And I try to capture them on the Facebook page. That's where we kind of kick off our shoes and just relax and have a few chuckles. And I think you'll enjoy the articles I picked up there. Anyway, Mickey, that's it for this month. We will connect with you, well, probably right after New Year's. And Happy New Year, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carrie.